and welcome to Over the Trent. I'm not joined by Kieran. I am joined by URN Sport Royalty, Benjamin Dalal, who is currently on call for his Edgware Road Hotel as a night manager, is it? Benji, how are you doing, pal?
Thanks for the brilliant introduction, Dom. It's great to be back on such a wonderful station, the best station in the world.
Repping the merch, as we see.
Repping the merch.
So
I'm back from my hotel management duties. And to be honest, I've missed this. I've just missed being able to just chat about football with your mates.
It's so funny. The one year you're not talking about football, Arsenal are doing absolute bits. Top of the Premier League. Just doing so well with one loss this year. More points than Manchester City. How has it been being an Arsenal fan this year?
Well, we've just lost to PSV, but we'll forget about that.
Yes, I was about to bring that up.
No, it's been phenomenal to be an Arsenal fan. Like, just we're just being ruthless in front of goal. Like, the style of play we play is just so aggressive. It's attacking, and it's what the fans have wanted to see. This is the most exciting team we've seen since the days of Arsene Wenger, probably. I'd go back to 2007-08. And while we don't expect to necessarily compete with the title, we're just glad to be up there, and we can really get behind a youthful team with Saka, Martinelli, and Jesus spearheading the attack.
Yeah, it's looking really fun. You're becoming almost, I don't want to say this derogatively, but Man City Junior in a way, with the players you've bought, the coach you currently have. But it's working. You're playing lovely football at the moment. Is it? How are you feeling with this sort of new breed of players, especially under Arteta? It must be exciting to actually go and watch.
No, I think that's a very fair analysis, because Arteta has obviously been taught the ways by Pep at Man City from 2016 to 2019. And he wants to build around the players around in a similar style. We've got Jesus and Zinchenko. But yeah, no, it's just very exciting to see all these players. Saliba feels like a new signing, the way he just slotted in at the back. Ben White is working really well at right back. And Xhaka in a more advanced role is just phenomenal to watch, really. And I've been to a couple games this season. I went to the North London Derby and Aston Villa with URN royalty, Pavan Vergela.
Now that is URN royalty, the GOAT himself. Sorry,
I've just blasphemed. I mean, the GOAT. But anyway, it was great to watch. The passion for the North London Derby, the way we just took apart Tottenham in the second half. With Villa, we conceded quite a disappointing goal. Then a minute later, we found ourselves in front again through Martinelli. It's just, this team doesn't give up. Of course, we had that result in Southampton where the players looked visibly tired and didn't maintain their first half levels. But with the Thursday-Sunday schedule, it's quite relentless, and probably we're going to see a lot of that this season.
Yeah, it's looking... You come into the Forest game with really good form, beating Liverpool, but the last two results, losing to PSV tonight away from home, and then a 1-1 draw against Southampton. This is where you're going to be tested, I think, this glut of games that you're currently having. It must be quite difficult, especially when you don't have the resources, not to go with Jurgen Klopp, but you don't have the resources of Man City or Liverpool. This is when you're really going to be tested, isn't it?
No, of course. And this is not like any other season. This is a season where a World Cup will fall between November and December. Like, and you're perfectly right with the depth issue. As we've seen tonight, when you can call on players like maybe Rob Holding, it's not always going to get you results. And although we have more depth than before, we can reliably call on Nketiah. We can reliably call on, Tomiyasu providing cover at left back. And yeah, there's Kieran Tierney, who hasn't really been playing a lot this season. There is a lot more depth, but to be honest, Arsenal need to, if we still find ourselves in the position where we need to compete for the title come January, Arsenal need to go for it and sign a CDM and a winger, and we'll have a shot. However, I'm not expecting that. And even if it is to get top four, we should make the signings, because we can't just rely on Thomas Partey and a perfect 11 to get us through.
What a time to be talking about a perfect 11. If you're drawing a perfect 11 for URN, one man is the manager. He did the greatest varsity promotion of all time. A man who is revered, the MK Dons King. Yes, Rhys Davies is on the line talking to us about Arsenal. It's a Steve Wright clap moment. Everyone's clapping in the studio here. Big moment. Rhys, how you doing, pal?
I'm all right, thank you. Good to be on. It's been a while. It's been a long time. Just had some dinner. had a nice cheesecake with the family.
Yeah.
They're all off to bed. So I'm just sat here on my own, apart from obviously you guys over the internet keeping me company.
I've really missed you, Rhys, to be honest, with that level of analysis. Oh, wow. what a way to come back. What are you doing at the moment with work? Because you've got a big cult following at URN. What's going on? I think you're into teaching, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a second year of being a qualified teacher. It's half term. So I'm just chilling, really, just enjoying my time off. Obviously, just been watching that shocking PSV game. So maybe not completely enjoying my time off. But, I went to Luton today. Lovely part of the world.
You haven't lost your partridge. You have not lost your partridge. Rhys, how have you found watching Arsenal this year?
Oh, this year, it's been, you know, I feel like this has been the year where I've, like, really come back into really just enjoying watching Arsenal. I feel like a kid again watching them, like back in the days when we had like Fabregas and Nasri and those sorts of people. It just feels like there's an identity back, and it's just so much fun to watch. Obviously a bit of a mini slump lately, but you know, overall from like, you know, August to now, it's been really positive. And yeah, just everyone seems to be pulling in the right direction. And you know it's going well when you don't really see AFTV anymore.
Yeah.
Whose success is obviously based on our failure. Because obviously they're not going to get success if everyone's like, yeah, we're all happy, you know. Like it's, yeah, so it's positive times, definitely.
Benji, Arsenal fans do have this sort of persona of being the grumpy Londoner hating football. How weird has it been being able to love a team again? It must be so exciting for you.
When's it going to end, Robbie? It is. Now it's exciting. I haven't felt like this probably since like, maybe 10, 11. But like the last time I saw Arsenal probably compete for the title was 07, 08. And I wouldn't count 15, 16 because we just tailed off and Leicester went on and won it. But 07 away, we finished 4 points behind United. We were top for most of the season. Went unbeaten at the Emirates, only lost three games, including to Middlesbrough, United and Chelsea. And the draws killed us. We really should have won the title that year. But like, I'm excited now because we really, as Rhys said, he alluded to the Fabregas, Van Persie, Nasri era. Nowadays, a few years ago, I disliked most of the players on the team, namely Hector Bellerin. The only player I still dislike is Cedric, and he doesn't even play anymore. yes, Saka, Martinelli. I just hope we can get Champions League because we need to provide these guys with contracts. Saliba, the top guys in Real Madrid are going to be after him. He only has 2 years, Saka, 2 years. Arsenal needs to, as much as we need to do our talking on the pitch, we need to do our talking in the boardroom and get these guys signed up because they're honestly fantastic.
Rhys, interesting point there about Arsenal. It's a team that's growing, but it's a team that has a window at the moment. What would be a successful two-year period for Arsenal?
Oh, good question. I think qualifying for the Champions League this season, I think that is the goal. I know we've obviously been top since the start, but you know, I don't think we'll have the legs to go away till May, unfortunately. It'd be fun, you know, it'd be fun if we're there before the World Cup. That'd be interesting. But I think qualify for the Champions League, and then I don't know, maybe come top three next season. I don't know. It's It's hard to say. I think we need to bulk up the squad.
Yeah.
I think our first team is amazing. And then if you start to, you know, scratch away it and get some injuries, we start to look a bit threadbare.
Especially, and, a bit... especially after the World Cup, when there's going to be a real like a period of intense games, the rest of the Europa League, you're going to look to go forward in the FA Cup, you know, go past the third round for the first time in 2 years. It's going to be interesting. Now, whilst I could talk about Forest wins in the past two times at the City Ground, we are playing away. So I went for the last time Nottingham Forest played Arsenal in the Premier League. Can you guess the year?
1999?
1999 is correct. The 16th of January. So Reece, you'd only have been about 40 then. Benji just finished second year. Right, we're going to play a cheeky game of guess the starting 11. Now, you can. There's 22 possible answers here. This is an Arsene Wenger team. The goal scorer is quite a big player for you guys. Can you guess any of the 22 players who played Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal at the City Ground, 16th of January, 1999? Do you want the referee?
Yeah, we'll have the ref.
Paul Durkin, if that's a hint for anyone. I don't know.
Oh. I was about to say that.
Yeah. You got such a good team. And surprisingly, we only lost one nil. But Benji, you can go first. Who do you think is in your team from 1999?
Who do I think? Mark Overmars. Where am I naming one?
So we will keep doing a ping pong until the loser cannot get one right. Mark Overmars is correct. Started in midfield. Reese, you're probably at this game. Who do you remember?
I'll go for the captain, Tony Adams.
Tony Adams.
The strictly cunt. Star.
Yeah, he's getting better, actually, I've thought.
He's getting good.
Less wooden. Benji, the ball is back in your court.
Patrick Vieira
is not on here. He's not on here. He must be injured. Mad. He's not on here. He's genuinely not on here. Do you want to hear he came on for Nicholas Anelka in the 86th minute?
Who came on for Nicholas Anelka? God knows.
Matthew Upton. What a rubbish. Let's go for your team. This is mad. Alex Meninga in goal. Not bad.
Oh my God. I was actually thinking of saying Seaman. I was like, manager might have started that, you know. Yeah.
Tony Adams, of course, Lee Dixon, Martin Keown got the goal in the 34th minute, Nigel Winterburn, Remy Gard, Mark Overmars, Romford Pele, Ray Parler, Emmanuel Petit, Nicholas Anelka, and Dennis Bergkamp. The Forest lineup, obviously, you guys will know this pretty obvious. Dave Besant, solid keeper. Des Little, I'm starting to run out here. John Olav Hildl from Norway, Craig Armstrong, Alan Rogers, Chris Bart Williams, now there was a striker. Terry Bonnellaire, Scott Gemmell, the son of Archie Gemmell, Andy Johnson, the father of Brennan Johnson, Jean-Claude Dacheville, and Pierre Van Huydonk. Not a great Forest team. Of course, they went down. Do you think this Forest team will go down, though, in the year 2022? Benji?
I hope not. I want Forest to stay up, but the transfer policy was all over the place, and that the transfer policy, quite frankly, is that of a relegated club.
Yeah.
Like a club that's setting themselves up to go down. We've seen it with Fulham in the past. I hope Steve Cooper, that Liverpool result, can start to turn it around. Obviously, not against us, but I think 1-0 against the champions of 1920, not so long ago, this team has been in the Champions League final. It's not a joke. And I would like to see Forest turn around. I do think there is hope, but the transfer policy, just signing 22 players or however it was, you nearly even signed Michy Batshuayi as well.
Wouldn't have been our worst signing.
It was just a mess, and I don't know. You could survive, but I wouldn't be surprised if you go down.
Reese, I'm not going to make the obvious joke that you remember Forest back in the heyday, but it must be nice to see Forest back. But when they're playing Arsenal, and just this recent dip in form, a draw against Southampton, a loss to PSV Eindhoven, Is there a chance Forest could maybe pull an upset again this weekend?
There's a chance, although what I will say is Arsenal's recent poor performances have all come away from home. Back at the Emirates were pretty reliable, and even recently, weirdly, the atmosphere is actually good there these days. Benji can confirm. So I think I'm hoping Arsenal should have too much, although I don't think it will be as easy as some people expect it to be. I reckon it might be a bit of a difficult one, like our game against Fulham not too long ago. That was a bit of a hard fought one. I reckon this might go the same sort of way, but I reckon an Arsenal win still.
The games you had toughest fixtures against, the ones that have been big struggles for you, in my opinion, have been at Fulham. Villa was an interesting game. Well, it wasn't that interesting. But the Leeds game was also a bit of a struggle too. And Southampton, of course. It's not the big team, because you've swept the floor with Liverpool and Tottenham, if we're allowed to call Tottenham a big team, with two Arsenal fans, I'm not sure. But yeah, it looks like you're actually struggling against quite aggressive teams. Benji, do you think Arsenal will dominate the game, or can Forest nick this at all?
I think there's always obviously a bit of hope for Forest. Like, you don't know what might happen. I mean, you were really well organised at the City Ground when we played you. Obviously, it's two different teams since then. But Steve Cooper sets up in a low block, he can really frustrate us. And Forest will be up for it. They've got their tails up after that Liverpool game. So, I don't know. I mean, we're pretty reliable at the Emirates. We've won 5 out of 5 there this season. And the fans will be up for it. It's really hard to get tickets these days. If I had to predict, I'd say 3-1 to Arsenal. But then again, we're looking very tired right now. So I don't want to speak too early.
I'm not allowed to do predictions on this podcast, because the last time me and Kieran did predictions, we lost 4-0 to Fulham. And since then, we've never done that since. But we do have a panicometer where we are from the Embankment pub to our seats up in V block. So we decided we're just on the bridge. But after the last week's result, we might just move a little bit closer to the safety. Arsenal, best of luck. I really do hope you guys do well this year. I am slightly rooting for you, because we've seen Liverpool, we've seen Man City dominate for so long. Reece, wouldn't it be so nice for a different club to win the Premier League, especially a team that haven't won it in ages and that live in the past?
Oh, thank you, Dom. That
was such a delayed reaction.
Yeah. That's good old Zoom for you.
Yeah.
In the words of Maurizio Pochettino, we'll take it one game at a time.
Take it one game at a time. Well, best of luck, Arsenal fans. Reece, Benji, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Forest play in their brand new third kit, which is meant to represent the Trent. Lads, you guys are FC fashion. What do you think of this kit? Nice, not too bad. I think it's all right.
Yeah, a bit drippy.
Reece?
Yeah, I'd say it's drippy. I think a third kit's got to be loud, isn't it? Because it's not often that you get to wear it. So when you do, bash.
Bash.
Show indeed. That's what I say.
For the rest of the second half of the podcast, we're going to talk all things Nottingham Forest, how they will set up against Arsenal, top of the league. Nottingham Forest still at the bottom, despite beating Liverpool. We're going to keep on saying beating Liverpool last week as much
as we
can.
We've both done it.
We've both done it this year, lads. Lads, it's been an absolute pleasure and a real delight to talk to you guys again. We'll see you very soon. Cheers, lads.
So, Kieran is unable to join me for the rest of the podcast due to commitments on the Friday social sports show. So, I'm just going to talk a little bit about how I think Forest will set up. 4 at the back is how I predict. That's been so successful for Forest. Only a few goals, if not two conceded in the past 4 games. We're hoping to do a massive review with Liverpool fans and Arsenal fans, because obviously we haven't had a chance this week to review the Liverpool game. I have recently written a review of the game for Impact Sport, which was really fun. Also, unfortunately, there was a lot of really aggressive chants that don't belong at the City Ground or any ground in all fairness. It was pathetic what we saw. Always the victim and sign on chants do not need to be sung in football at this current time. It just was mind-boggling. I can't quite believe what I saw from so many Forest fans. It really was disappointing. And again, I've written an article with Rhys Thomas, who is a massive Liverpool fan, about what that means to Liverpool fans and sort of contextualizing why Forest fans have sung, for instance, the sign-on chant. But the chance of hearing always the victim was something I was thoroughly shocked at and really disappointed. It was a little bit of a ruiner to one of the best days of my life in sport. Beating Liverpool is something I've always wanted to do. Obviously, growing up in Bristol as a Forest fan, I didn't grow up around a lot of Forest fans. I grew up around Liverpool fans, United fans, City fans, later on, and Chelsea fans, and Arsenal fans. So for Forest to have their big moment, finally beating one of these in the Premier League, not an FA Cup upset, in the Premier League, and for that to be the main headline was so, so galling, not just for me, but for the Liverpool fans who have a lot of respect for Nottingham Forest. Forest are a club that's really loved. I think people do want to see us in the Premier League, and we unfortunately let ourselves down. And anyone who was upset or offended by those chants, I can only apologise from my heart. Kieran was also there. Both of us were really disappointed in the behaviour seen by so many. We can't lie. We're not going to do what England fans have done in the past and say it was only a small minority. This was a big majority. It was very loud. It's very visible. And I hope action's taken. It was so disappointing to hear. But we will have a much more upbeat, hopefully, about the Arsenal podcast and Hopefully we'll have a much more upbeat review of the Liverpool game with Liverpool fans, as well as a review of the Arsenal game with some Gooners. Lads, been a pleasure. It was so good to have Reese and Benjamin back on your end. Absolute legends. Those lads in my first year were absolutely amazing to me. Really took me under my wing when COVID was going bad. You should always be thankful for the people who look after you, and those lads are incredibly grateful. Really nice lads doing so well, and just hopefully we'll get to talk to them a bit more often about Arsenal in the return fixture and after this game. Any other business? I can't think of any. I recently did a touchdown episode with Jake Longhurst ranking every NFL franchise start to the season, all 32 within an hour, with songs from 1969. It's available on the URN, Spotify and Apple podcast series. Anything else? They think it's all Doha. We have got a really exciting podcast coming up where we will be reviewing every single home kit of the World Cup. Every single one. It's been really fun organising it, and Erin Vallack from Eco Frenzy will be hosting. Cheers for listening. Go well and keep it URM.